Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin risks the worst weekly close since 2020 as the Bitcoin price dices with $19,000. Including crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, Bitcoin on a narrow range here, which means that volatility is going to kick in during the next week. Why? We've got a ton of volatility across markets as things are breaking. Currencies, energy, commodities, Euro CPI, and US PCE, test of 19,500. Breakout likely. Also be sharing the latest from Plan B, who recently predicted a $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price within the next 3 years. And check this out. The FDIC reserve ratio currently stands at 1.25%, meaning the FDIC only has enough currency to cover a tiny fraction of all bank deposits. Confidence is the only thing holding up this house of cards. And quoting Tim Draper, inflation continues to rear its ugly head. Bureaucrats are playing with our livelihoods, jobs, prices, etc. Bitcoin is the solution. Freedom from political manipulation. Trust in the blockchain, which keeps perfect records on the fixed at 21 million Bitcoin. Also in today's show, Bloomberg analyst says Bitcoin's relationship to commodities could hint at a price recovery and explains why. Also in today's show, crypto strategist predicts big bounces for Bitcoin and one Ethereum rival and shares his targets. Quoting Pentoshi, hard to switch bias after being a doomer for 10 months, but I do think this can play out in the next 2 months. And in this chart he shares, it shows you the Bitcoin price bottoming out at around 15,000 before climbing back up to 26K. Also in today's show, Robert Kiyosaki says the end of fake money is here and shares three lessons to help investors amid market crashes. And quoting him here from a recent tweet, F the Fed. The Fed causes inflation, which makes life painful for the poor and middle class. Don't people know that the Fed and all the central banks are Marxists? Why do people say, follow the Fed? I am not a communist. Instead of the Fed's got your back, I say, F the Fed. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is 100 times better than gold, says Michael Saylor. Quoting him here from a recent interview, I think that the next logical stop for Bitcoin is to replace gold as a non-sovereign store value asset, and gold is a $10 trillion asset as we speak. Bitcoin is digital gold. It's 100 times better than gold, and the half-life of money in crypto is forever. You can move it on billions of computers at the speed of light. So if Bitcoin goes to the value of the yellow metal, it's going to $500,000 per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and this is podcast episode number 1056 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. The Bitcoin headed for its lowest weekly close since 2020 on September 25th as the week of macro turmoil took its toll, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin trading near $19,000 with hours left to run on the weekly candle. While only down $400 since the week began, Bitcoin offered traders little optimism amid fears that the coming days would continue the bleed out across risk assets. Quoting Crypto Yoda, the whole week traded within the Monday range. Weekly close is going to be bearish, looking like a pin bar, also consolidating at the range low. So need to bounce first before taking a position. Next week is going to be important Q3 close plus the monthly close. And macro commentator Alice Kruger, meanwhile, noted that the September 19th close marked Bitcoin's lowest of 2022. As he shares here, thinking lower than higher, replay of June CPI week on equities, crypto to outperform once bounces on, as it has been showing relative strength. Strong bounce equals new multi-week upwards trend. So unless the last minute rebound entered, the largest crypto was on track for an even less inviolable achievement, as low as close since November of 2020. And crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, founder and CEO of trading firm 8, added that volatility was all but guaranteed next week thanks to the precarious macro environment. And hand in hand with that, we have the DXY prepared to defend the new 20-year highs claim the week prior over 113.2 at the expense of multiple major fiat currencies. Now let's discuss the altcoin. altcoins. Among the top 10 alts, losses for the week were being shouldered chiefly by Ethereum, now down 8% as the hype over the merge faded. The largest altcoin by market cap circled $1,300 at the time of this recording, its lowest since mid-July. And interestingly, the only token bucking the trend was XRP, which continued to rally as the market hoped for a victory in the ongoing court battle between major investor Ripple and U.S. regulators. So there you have it. And quoting Van de Pop, Bitcoin on a narrow range here, which means that volatility is going to kick in during the next week. Why? We've got a ton of volatility across markets as things are breaking. Currencies, energy, commodities, Euro CPI, US PCE, test of 19,500, and then breakout likely. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And quoting Plan B from a recent tweet, in my opinion, 2024 halving will again, and in line with the stock the flow, have a big lagged or front run impact on Bitcoin. My prediction, Bitcoin will be $100,000 to $1 million in 2025. That's 5x to 50x from the current $19,000 price over the next 3 years. This forecast is not accurate, but better roughly right than precisely wrong. And as you can see in this yellow box, it shows you the Bitcoin price hovering somewhere between $100,000 and $1 million within the next 3 years. And this morning, you updated us here. For people having trouble with the wide $100,000 to $1 million range, please read it as Bitcoin will increase at least 5x. Thanks for the clarity. For people that think I am moving goalposts, I included original 2019 model, which you can see here in the gray. For people that think I should update the 2019 model with new data, that is the dotted line. So there you have it. And he also recently shared a poll. Do you think Bitcoin price will be greater than $100,000 in 2025? In which 39,135 people voted and 73.2% of you said yes. 26.8% of you said no. Let me know your answer in the comments right down below. Now check this out. Did you know that the FDIC, which is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which insures all your deposits in a bank, their current reserve ratio is standing at 1.25%. Meaning the FDIC only has enough currency to cover a tiny fraction of all the bank deposits. Confidence is the only thing holding up this house of cards. That's right. That's why we BTC. And quoting Tim Draper, inflation continues to rear its ugly head. Bureaucrats are playing with our livelihoods, jobs, prices, etc. Bitcoin is the solution. Freedom from political manipulation, trust in the blockchain, which keeps perfect records on the fixed at 21 million. Bitcoin. Preach. And before I break down next story of the day, Bloomberg analyst says Bitcoin's relationship to commodities could hint at a price recovery and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting. Back in the red, we got Bitcoin down 1% for the day, trading just under $18,900. Ether down almost 3% for the day, maintaining just above $1,300, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, and Cardano all correcting as well, as XRP, one of the only top cryptos currently pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bloomberg Intelligence senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone thinks Bitcoin's relationship to commodities could be indicating that the top crypto asset is on its way to a price recovery. That's right. McGlone tells his 52,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin is one of the most discounted major asset classes. Quoting him here, the lowest ever crypto volatility versus the Bloomberg Commodity Index, known as the BCOM, may portend a resumption of Bitcoin's propensity to outperform. Our graphics showing the elongated upward trajectory of the crypto's price versus the BCOM is typical compared with most assets. But what's unique relative to commodities is the 260-day volatility of crypto dropping to new lows. If history is a guide, Bitcoin volatility is more likely to recover versus commodities when the crypto heads towards new highs. And McGlone noted earlier in the week that Bitcoin recently traded at the steepest discount since the computation of the flagship crypto's assets 200-week moving average began. As he shares here, the steepest Bitcoin discount on September 20th since its 200-week moving average could be calculated shows the extremity of the crypto crash and risk versus reward for shorts versus potential resumption of the elongated upward trajectory. And as he recently shared on crypto Twitter, can commodities beat Bitcoin in the next 10 years? Crypto's upper hand has been a bad decade for the commodities and an exceptionally good one for Bitcoin. And 2022 may prove the higher price cure stronger than ever, favoring the crypto. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mike McGlone. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto strategist predicts big bounces for Bitcoin and one Ethereum rival and shares his targets. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $928 billion with about $49 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 39% even, with the Ether dominance at 17%. 0.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Reserve Rights lead in the pack, up almost 16%, trading at 0.008, followed by Chainlink, up 2%, trading at $7.79, followed by Algorand, up 1.6%, trading just above 38 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week. As you can see, most of the major altcoins are correcting and in the red with a handful in the green, including Ethereum Wrapped up 63%, XRP up 28.2%, and Algorand up 21%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated at 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday at 24, last week at 27, and last month at 27 in fear. But all right, now let's break down next story of the day. The crypto analyst who called the end of the crypto bull market is now predicting big bounces for Bitcoin and Ethereum challenger Solana. That's right. Popular crypto strategist Pentoshi tells his 612,000 Twitter followers that after nearly a year, he is no longer extremely bearish on the king crypto. Quoting him here, hard to switch bias after being a doomer for 10 months, but I do think this can play out in the next 2 months. I am also a high time frame bias person, so focus more on the larger time frames. And as he shares here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price hitting a bottom of around 15,000 before bouncing back strong back above $26,000. That's right. According to Pentoshi, Bitcoin's diagonal resistance that has kept Bitcoin in a downtrend since November of last year is approaching the end of its lifespan, and he is now expecting a breakout rally towards $26,700, which means a potential of over 40% increase from the current price. And as for smart contract platform Solana, Pentoshi sees the Ethereum competitor rallying alongside Bitcoin. Quoting him here, filled today $32.26, looking for a ride up to $37, will cut on a daily below the local lows. And he continues, there is no Federal Open Market Committee or earning until November. Fed terminal rates at 4.6%. Think we can squeeze up. Markets are at all-time time frame support. First test of June lows, so it is now or never. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Pentoshi. What are your thoughts surrounding Solana? Are you currently bullish or bearish? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And before I break down next of the day, Robert Kiyosaki says the end of fake money is here and shares three lessons to help investors amid market crashes, as well as Bitcoin is 100 times better than gold, says Michael Saylor, who's predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment right down below. And of course, you can find me on all the top podcast platforms, including Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, and all across crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, shared some of his views and investment lessons in a couple of tweets this week. Rich Dad Poor Dad is the 1997 book co-authored by Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecher. It has been on the New York Times bestseller list for over 6 years, and more than 32 million copies of the book have been sold in over 51 languages across more than 109 countries. Now, Kiyosaki tweeted on Tuesday explaining why he thinks the end of fake money has arrived. The famous author wrote the following, "End is here," called Jerry Williams, my trusted gold and silver dealer. He said, "I can't get gold or silver coins. The mint will not sell me anymore. To me, this means the end of fake dollars is here." And he proceeded to reiterate his silver recommendation. As stated in an earlier tweet, silver is going to $100 to $500. Get some, protect yourself, he wrote. His advice followed another statement he made recently that gold is expensive, calling silver the best investment value today. Now, I disagree. I think Bitcoin is obviously the best investment value today, especially considering we're approximately 55% underwater. Now, Kiyosaki previously explained that when President Richard Nixon removed the U.S. dollar from the gold standard back in 1971, the U.S. dollar became fake money. Facts. He clarified that this is because rather than being tied to real money such as gold, it was tied up to the full faith and credit of the United States. Boo. In a tweet on Thursday, the renowned author reminded investors of some lessons. In Rich Dad Poor Dad, I stated Rich Dad's three lessons he described elaborating. Number one, your house is not an asset. Number two, savers are losers. And number three, the rich do not work for money. The rich are entrepreneurs who do not need a job, he added, noting that these people create jobs, create their own assets, and do well in market crashes. He then emphasized that 2022 is your time to get richer. And last week, Kiyosaki urged people to invest in real money, naming gold, silver, and Bitcoin. He stressed that the Fed raising interest rates will destroy the U.S. economy. Now, Kiyosaki has reportedly warned that the biggest crash in the world history is coming. In April, he said all markets are crashing, and he recently urged his mailing list subscribers to buy crypto now ahead of the biggest crash in world history. Very dire prediction, right? The famous author has stated for several months that he is waiting for the price of the crypto to bottom out before getting in, and he recently said he was in a cash position ready to buy Bitcoin, suggesting at one point that the price of the crypto could test $1,100 per coin. Now, obviously, I disagree with this bottom floor price prediction. However, anything is possible. So just be prepared to BTFD and buy that freaking dip. And this morning he tweeted, F the Fed. The Fed causes inflation, which makes life painful for the poor and middle class. Don't people know that the Fed and all the central banks are Marxists? Why do people say follow the Fed? I am not a communist. Instead of the Fed's got your back, I say F the Fed. Preach, and much respect to Rich Dad. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin and gold are both valuable assets that can be used to protect against inflation. Nevertheless, there are important differences between the two in terms of their history, accessibility, and other sources of demand. Gold undoubtedly has a lengthy history and solid basis, while Bitcoin has barely more than a decade of existence to prove its worth as an inflation hedge. Now, in November of last year, the price of a single Bitcoin hit an all-time high of $69,000. This increase was related to the introduction of a Bitcoin ETF in the U.S., while others during the year were due to the events involving Tesla and Coinbase, respectively. Now, despite the fact Bitcoin has lost over 73% of its value since its all-time high in 2021, crypto bull and MicroStrategy co-founder and CEO Michael Saylor is unfazed. Just blaze. Not only does he think the digital coin will regain its former glory, but he also thinks that the crypto has a lot of room to grow beyond its current high point. Now, while the value of the most popular crypto in the world has been falling in the recent weeks, MicroStrategy has been buying the dip. That's right, BTFD, with 130,000 bitcoins in its vault. It is sitting on nearly $4 billion worth of cryptocurrency. Quoting Saylor here, I think that the next logical stop for Bitcoin is to replace gold as a non-sovereign store value asset, and gold is a $10 trillion asset as we speak. Bitcoin is digital gold. It's 100 times better than gold, Saylor said during the Money Festival hosted by MarketWatch on Wednesday. And during the festival's Best News Ideas segment, Saylor didn't hold back when he predicted the crypto's price tag may reach $500,000 within the next decade. Quoting the GigaChat here, the half-life of money in crypto is forever. You can move it on billions of computers at the speed of light. So Bitcoin goes to the value of the yellow metal. It's going to $500,000 per coin. And I think that happens this decade, Saylor pointed out. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the GigaChad. And according to MarketWatch, Saylor has around 17,732 bitcoins that he purchased for around 9,500. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy's stock price has fallen almost 65% this year, just like Bitcoin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin risked the worst weekly close since 2020 as the Bitcoin price dices with $19,000, as well as Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone says Bitcoin's relationship to commodities could hint at a price recovery, and I explain why, as well as crypto strategist predicts big bounces for Bitcoin and Solana and shares his targets, as well as Rich Dad says the end of fake money is here, and I shared three lessons to help investors amid market crashes, as well as Michael Saylor says Bitcoin is 100 times better than gold and predicts a $500,000 Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Dan Ripple wrote, love the videos, JV. I watch daily. However, this is the second time you announced the halving coming early. It's not true. The difficulty adjustment prevents this. It prevents increased hash rate for speeding up block times. It's possible that a forecast could show an earlier date based on a few blocks being completed quickly, but this is smoothed out by an increase in difficulty, which slows down the blocks and brings the average to about one block every 10 minutes. The halving should take place in May 2024 as expected. Well, thanks for the clarification, Dan. I'm just sharing the news as it's presented with me. One love. Now for our next featured comment coming from Pezza, Netcoin versus Bitcoin. The correct choice was made, obviously, right? However, it's only a name, or essentially a noise coming out of someone's face. So there you have it. And our third and final featured comment comes from Chris Minka. ETH peak price back in 2017 was 0.15 BTC. At 19,000.15 BTC is where at 2,900. If your goal is to make more fiat, then you're missing the point of Bitcoin. The US dollar isn't the unit of measurement in crypto. Bitcoin is. Why would you measure your wealth in a collapsing worthless fiat currency? You make a great point, Chris. Thanks for sharing. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, drop a comment below, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.